Well, yesterday was the workday cleanup day, wasn't it? And Richard said that it went quite well. The place looks wonderful, don't you think? Please don't bowl me over with your enthusiasm about that. All right. Whoa, okay. Oh, yeah. All drained out from all that work. Absolutely, that's right. Well, it's good to do that, not only for the maintenance of the building and keep things up and looking well and nice, but it also... It reminds us of the time when many of us were working on this particular building to remodel it for worship and to move in at a point and have this as the permanent, if you will, home for where we worship and do things. And doing that, coming together for that, is really more than, well, we have our own place and that's great. Especially when you've started as a church plant and you're carrying chairs and sound equipment and who knows what else in and out of somewhere, not knowing if the next week you're going to be there or not. You come to a place where you can put all that aside and come together and encourage one another and pursue the dreams that God gave you. Because you can focus on that. You can come together, as we do when we come together here, and begin engaging with God and encouraging one another, and those dreams that He put within our hearts, for which He called us and created us, start really coming more and more to the surface. And we begin to desire to see them fulfilled. And we want to see what happens if we were to pursue God together with more energy than when we were putting a lot of energy into a rented space and startup and all that. Come to a place where that is what's happening. And the great gift of a time like this in a place like this is that we can build each other up and encourage one another in a building for the dreams God's written on our hearts. And that's something that we can always, always do. And in fact, we can take that if for any reason we have to move out of this place. I don't foresee one, but for any reason that happened, we had to move out of this place. We take that, what we have now, which is building one another up and letting those dreams be released. We take that wherever we go. It becomes a central part of the way we relate to one another, particularly our fellow Christians. And it's part of what we desire to see for others who are not part of our fellowship yet. That it's not only that we have more people, which is always more exciting, but we also see others having the dreams God wrote on their hearts released and become a central part of their life and a way to do it. I remember experiencing that some time ago when in Pennsylvania, the church I was leading was going to relocate. We were in a very old building, not compared to European standards, of course, but an old building. And it had no plumbing. We were fortunate to see that it did have electricity, but it wasn't built with electricity. It was just a building right there. That was it. Nothing surrounded by a fairly large graveyard. So we had no place to park, no place for fellowship meetings, nothing like that. Just go in, worship, go home. So we build a new building. Crazy idea, I know, but we did it. And we relocated. We owned some more land because almost 100 years previous to that, the cemetery around the church had filled up. So they bought some more cemetery land about a mile and a half down the road. And so there was some acreage there, and we built on that. A lot of our members had good talent with building, much like here, much like this fellowship. And some were contractors. And we oversaw everything. We became the project coordinator and got all the other contractors in and did it. Saved a lot of money that way. We still spent a lot of money, but we saved a lot of money doing that. During the middle of that, about a year and a half of construction, we started meeting early in the morning once a week. We were all in our 30s, so meeting early in the morning is not the same issue it would be now. But we did it because we wanted to build each other up as we were building that particular facility. So those who had some responsibility for different areas of the building, we'd get together and we'd ask each other, how are you? Are you all right? What is working on this building and your job at the same time doing to your sleep pattern, your family? We just shared that way. And it was a time when, because there was a lot of pressure on us, we were honest. So, you know, I'm not sleeping, or I'm not spending enough time at home, and there is pressure or whatever. And we were able to build each other up as we did that. That experience has stayed with me, and I saw that one of the things we do in a church like this one and any other church is not only build the structure and the organization, but above all, we build up each other. And that's how the church builds. And through the presence of the Spirit in each of us, we begin, if you will, calling from deep unto deep. The presence of the Spirit of God in you calls to the presence of the Spirit of God in you, and so forth. And that calling, that weaving together, builds us up. And a big part of that is calling out the gifts of each other. Now, that's just a small part, actually, of the church. And there are a number of images of the church in the New Testament. There's almost 100. I actually have a book that has 97 listed, so it's almost 100 in case you missed some. And they are wide and varied, you know, all kinds of images like God's field, which we read that today, the bride of Christ, the body of Christ, and just real depth, you know, all kinds of things that are going on in there. One of the images of the church that could be very helpful to us today, and the most encouraging to us at St. Francis right now this morning, is that you are God's building. And we saw that today also in the first reading that Bobby read just a few moments ago. You are God's building. And it's part of a list, as you can see. Here we are. The very first sentence. You are God's fellow workers. Yoke fellows is the old translation of that. You are God's field. You are God's building. Now, a building in the New Testament, it's the same word. A physical building is a particular Greek word. And then the word for building one another up is the exact same word. A building and building one another up, same word. And I didn't know that back in the day in Pennsylvania when we were meeting with one another to build one another up, but we just kind of stumbled into the way that works. And it's important for us because that is a set of priorities that the Spirit of God brings us to. And the way that we build one another up. And I want to point out a particular approach to that we are moving in quite richly, quite nicely. And that particular approach is something that we continue to grow in. And as we do, we continue to build one another up, and the church builds as a result. So, I mentioned it in the newsletter this week, so I just want to reiterate it now. There's a lot of people who would think of church as this: priest plus building plus liturgy equals church. Or if you were grow up in a little more Protestant denomination, it would be pastor plus building plus service or sermon or whatever equals church. A lot of people have that as their main picture of what a church is. And in fact, back in Phoenix when I was working on this, I had a senior warden who, when I put that equation up, said, a lot of people think this, but what it actually is faith plus community plus action equals church. She said, whoa, I never heard that before. I came for the first one. I came for priest plus building plus liturgy. That's what I want to do. And that was not going to be quite enough to do what God wanted to do among us. It's certainly part of it. A priest, a pastor, a leader, plus worship in a sacred place is a portion of what a church is. But what it does is that it expands. Whenever we come to the table, we are catapulted almost into something that keeps expanding, which is a growing faith and a deepening community and increased action. All of that would be a more full picture of the church. And that's what we begin to pursue. And what happens is we begin to see the purpose of this building in a bigger, broader sense than we may have seen it before. When we begin to see that together, deep calling to deep, our faith increases. And as our faith increases, our community enriches, our fellowship enriches. And as that enriches, our action of one kind or another begins to spread further and further. As we begin to see that, we begin to see the purpose of this building is to be a place in which houses of faith are begun, launched, if you will. Now, I know it's one of the things that is in just kind of the colloquial language, the way that we talk about church buildings, is there is a house of God. In fact, I remember once in Boy Scouts, we used to meet in the Lutheran church, and we were really carrying on, really going at it. We really shouldn't have been doing any of that stuff that we were doing. And one of the scout masters, the top of his lungs says, "This is a house of God." And of course, we all stopped immediately, misbehaving as we were, not wanting to be struck by lightning or any other such calamity that would have been fallen us. What I'm suggesting to you is that if he were to be theologically correct that day, he would have said, "This is sacred space." And a house of God is something a little wider. As we see in the New Testament, a house, as you will recall, had a family in the middle, a husband and a wife, normally. Sometimes, as you remember, Priscilla in Philippi, just one person, but there'd be a person there, and a business would be around that, and then a network of blood relatives and friends and others would be around that, and that's a house in the New Testament. The church grew in that period, as it does in many places in the world today, house to house. A house today with us, with the church, would be a group of like-minded people. They have a common mind, particularly about some kind of mission, service, whatever it may be, and they gather around that, and then they begin forming a set of rhythms together. And in those rhythms, they equip and encourage each other to pursue their central purpose. That's a house. That house has the ability, far greater than any individual does, that house has the ability to bring other houses into the faith, which is how that worked in the New Testament. When you see in Acts, they went from house to house. It was from that larger group and influencing another larger group, and then that group influencing another larger group, and so on. the purpose, if you will, the opportunity that this building gives us is to create houses. Any picture you like works. The umbrella under which houses are built. As that happens, what we see in each house is that there is faith that continues to grow as the members of that house relate to one another, encourage one another. And there is a community that deepens and the ability to support one another. And then action somehow or another increasing and spreading as the Lord leads, as the Spirit opens doors, and that house is able to go. And from this spot, from this table, from this time on Sunday mornings, from this manner of coming together, new houses would be born. Now, I know that's a very different picture than many of us were raised in. I wasn't raised in that picture. But I've begun to see it's the picture of the New Testament that we are able to adapt to ourselves today. And it's a picture of the from the New Testament in which we are able to encourage each other, and we are able to build each other up, and we are able to keep the doors open for those who are not with us yet who would be joining in. We are able to find more places for everyone that comes in. If St. Francis is a collection of, let's say, in a few years, 4 or 5 houses like that, that means in those 4 or 5 houses, there would be more places for more people to be involved and connected than if there were no houses like that. But some programs like we have now, the more those houses multiply, the more there is a place for people in a house. It's another way of describing the vision statement that we worked on about a year ago, where we are inviting our communities around here into the family of God. The family of God is made up of many houses. Just like your families have several houses to them, or more. That's what Jesus has in mind when he says, I will build my church. That's the kind of thing that he has in store for us, where we are able to encourage one another to come together around a purpose and build a house. And then those for whom that purpose doesn't quite resonate, there's another one. And then another house is built. And then there's another one, and another house is built. And as we come to this table, we celebrate that, we encourage that, we look for that, we pray for it, we desire it, and we put ourselves in the position to be formed by the Spirit of God to go after it. So that every person he's calling through us has a place in a house. What's God telling you about the picture of the church you have? Is there something he's doing right now about that? How would he want you to respond to that? To think about it, to pray about it? Are you in one of the houses that we're beginning now? For example, in Symphony, with Bobby and Pete. Is there something God may be asking you about that house? If you're in that house, you don't have to be in all the other houses. I mean, you don't keep all your stuff in all your neighbor's houses, do you? Keep all your stuff, hopefully, in one house. Or at the park with Richard and Hetty and Larry and Susan and others, Patty, who's away today. Is there something about that purpose that starts resonating with you? Is God asking you to move into that house? Or with the garden? Is there something about the garden, and I know there is for a number of you, where that purpose just calls you? Well, God might be saying, you know, that's your house. You might move later, but for now, that's your house. Then what you want to do is build the house as the best you can. As God gives you ability and grace, you pour it into that house, because that house will bring another house to faith. Let's stand before the Lord. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are building your house. You're calling us to be with you. We ask your blessing on each one that is now functioning, as well as those that have yet to be born. We ask that new houses would come, and that you would lead us, guide us, direct us, hold us, and fill us to follow you wherever you may go. Amen.